Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Jack Caesar, and we've talked on Focus on Albany before, but he's going to give us updates about his suit against Albany County. So our first couple of interviews, can you give an overview of what you talked about back then?
Yeah, an overview about my story?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Hi, Cynthia. Thank you. As you know, we've talked a few times, and this has been a journey for everyone, but this has certainly been a journey for me. When I took on this fight, I only thought it would take 2 years. Here we are 9 years later. Some of my friends have done it 16 years. So I just want to update everybody of what really is happening, especially in Albany, New York, because we have to remember Albany is rated number one in corruption. And we've gone through this before with all the other senators like Senator Skelos, Senator, you know, Sheldon Silver and all of them connected with lobbyists and all that. So what happened is once the law has passed, then our lawyers have filed already. Now, it takes a few more months to gather the evidence that they need and also depose the people that they need, like Bishop Hubbard, Michael Costello, the Albany Dias lawyer, and a few others that are involved in this cover-up. And in the meantime, the Attorney General's office, as you know, is doing a two-year or a federal investigation, which normally takes 1 or 2 years. And they called me now the third time, Mitch Pawlowski of the Attorney General's office in New York, and going to expedite my case to the top, not just because I was raped, not just because the teachers knew, not because the kids knew because they were raped, not because of the writing on the walls and on the windows. It's because of what happened also in the district attorney's office when I came forward and wondered why Governor Cuomo was so silent about the Child Victim Act for years. But we have to remember that and they're also investigating this. Cardinal Dolan, after the gay marriage needed to be passed for Governor Cuomo, didn't give him a hard time. In return, there was silence of the Child Victim Act, and New York Daily News has done some articles on this, and really, Cardinal Dolan was in charge of making the what's going to go on because of the gay marriage thing. He was granted by Governor Cuomo years of nothing so he could pay off the victims knowing that the law would pass. And that's our attorney, Jeff Herman of Herman's Law, also filed a class action lawsuit against the New York Archdiocese for that specific reason, for trying to pay off the victims, knowing that this law was passed, is almost criminal in itself. So that's where we're standing, and we're waiting for the federal investigation and then our lawyers to gather and depose. And then next year, after January, this ball should be rolling, Cynthia.
So if the Child Victims Act had not have passed, would you be doing what you're doing right now?
Well, unfortunately, the answer would be yes, because once I start something and know the facts and the evidence and it's on my side, I cannot stop, not only for myself, for my brother's friends that were raped, not by the janitor, but Father McCure, by my friends that were raped by the janitor who came forward in my case but wouldn't come forward in theirs, and I had to talk them into coming forward, along with what everything I've had to do in the 9 years, calling senators, calling the media, calling everybody in the legislative office, and just on and on, Governor Cuomo's office, all the corrupt, the New York Catholic Conference, the two corrupt there, Dennis Poust and his wife. Oh, if we have to hear one more time, they say we profoundly regret, or we our condolences and our prayers, one more time from this cover-up group, it makes us sick, Cynthia. People like that.
Wow.
Yes, I would fight, and I'll fight to the end now until my death, because we have to stand up for other children so this doesn't happen to them, and expose the corrupt. But so many people don't have the certain things that certain people have, like myself, that pushes us to keep going, even though we go through a lot of stress and depression at times for things that, but we keep pushing through, Cynthia, because we have, I have no other choice. If I don't do this, then who's going to do it for me, right?
So,
well, attorneys, we have our attorneys, but.
Right. So, you know, when this first hit the newspapers back in the early 2000s, and you knew all this stuff, whereas a lot of people didn't. So were you surprised by the number of people who didn't know, and were you surprised by their reaction to what has happened?
Well, you have to understand that the amount of people that came forward, imagine the amount of people that haven't come forward. That's the more damaging answer, because some of them already, all of us, murdered the souls of so many people. I can give you an example. I have one friend, well, he was a classmate. Now he's a total drunk. You know, a lot of them don't have good jobs. Their relationships fall apart. It's, yes, I did know the damage, but I knew a lot of people would come forward, but I know there's thousands and thousands more, though, Cynthia. So that's the sickening mm-hmm. part of it. And as you know, if you read in the papers today, 166 priests were abusing in one school. I forgot the name of the school. It was in the news today. So they every day they keep finding more and more priests. But they're concentrating on priests, but we have to remember, the janitor, Eugene Hubert, in this case, was just as bad or worse. He was a serial child rapist, and that's from the investigation. They found him starting in a seminary as a priest, raping kids there. And those five that he raped there have already come forward in different states. One of those states is Pennsylvania. Bishop Hubert, let's talk about Bishop Hubert. In the investigation of 2004, if people would read that, they found Bishop Hubert in a car in Washington Park with a person dressed up as an Indian woman, and the police let him go. Now, we also have to talk. Four other people have come forward accusing him of sexual abuse. Like I said, Cynthia, you haven't had four people come forward of sexual abuse. If you had four people come forward about you, I think most of your viewers or listeners would have to say, uh-oh, what's wrong? There's something wrong, and probably would believe the children or whatever and not you. So that people don't do that, have that happen to them unless they are actually pedophiles, most of them. So he also has to talk about a kid that committed suicide in Washington Park, who Bishop Hubert was known as the street priest who visited Washington Park a lot. I've been there myself. Sure. That's where the guys go and have sex there. And the kid that he was involved with committed suicide and left a suicide note. And his mother and his older brother know of the situation. Now, I don't remember the names, but that's in Agony in Albany, if you want to read it, or the investigation in 2004.
So,
of the Albany
Diocese. When you first initiated this, you were kind of like the lone wolf. What has the reaction been, you know, in Albany? I know you're not here anymore, you're down in Florida, but what has the reaction been when people learn about your case and what you plan on doing?
Well, every time I do have to talk about this or that, people always tell me, you should write a book. And I did start a book years and years, even before this happened, and I'm going to finish it once this is over, but I'm going to hire somebody to help because it's not easy to do. But and you got to be open about everything. So, and what I've been through is last 9 years, but I could talk about a lot more than that, Cynthia. It's been hell, but you know what? We can only say I'm here today, right now. Let's forget about the past. Like, we have to move forward and get this justice and get it fast. But once again, just because we're getting justice, Cynthia, doesn't mean that the rapes are stopping or stopped. The only way to stop them is enacting, and most attorney generals, and they're talking about, especially some of them in Buffalo and some other places, about the RICO Act to enact it, because it's the only way to stop them. It's of organized crime, and this is exactly what this terrorist organization organization is of organized crime on children. It's happened just about every diocese in America, but wait, like I said, you hear what's happened over in Africa and all that. It's worse than even here. And like I said, people can read the Pennsylvania 2-year federal report and the disgusting things that the priest did there. And also, let's remind everybody, the public, that in that federal report, they did find the district attorneys and some police helped the church cover it up. Now, in the New York federal investigation, it's even going to be worse. So that's the big thing everybody needs to keep thinking about that one thing I just said.
So, excuse me, I'm yawning. So give us an, you know, you've told me many, many times that you think Albany County is very, very corrupt as far as covering up what went on with your case and maybe other people's cases. Tell a listening audience about, explain the corruption and why it's important for all these facts to get out.
Okay, let's start with why people can't get justice in my case, what happened. I called Governor Cuomo's office, and at the time when he was so silent, for years. And his aide, Emma Davis, one day I got a call because I wanted to see what's going on, why isn't Governor Cuomo coming forward for years about helping these children that knowing that there's raping them. And so we talked about Bishop Hubbard, Eugene Hubert, the janitor, Father Bentley, and the three other priests that were raping at Parsons Home for Children, Father Roche, discarded from the Boy Scouts. And then this was the same time as the Stony Hook killings of those little kindergarten kids. So in our conversation as a whole, I said this, Cynthia, I said, instead of these deranged people going and blowing these poor little kids' heads off, why don't they direct the anger towards the pedophile priest and blow their heads off? Meaning, if you're going to do that, go do it to somebody that deserves it. These poor little kids lost their lives. And why is this governor sitting around doing nothing when the kids are getting raped? So at that point, she never knew who I was. And supposedly, she didn't say anything. But after I got off the phone, she must have called the police or something, because that state, she said, listen to this. This is really, she said that she didn't know if I was going to go hurt kids or something. And I'm like, I'm an advocate. I've been doing this 9 years. So to make a long story short, in her statement to the police, she stated right off the bat, her recalling stuff, said that I said that I was raped by a priest. Cynthia, I was raped by a janitor. She couldn't even recall that. Huh? Hello?
Okay. Yeah,
so
she couldn't even
recall that. So that false statement had to go over to David Rossi, the district attorney's office, where when I called him, I said, did you not read that? I said, are you incompetent or corrupt? Because David Rossi, if he would have read that statement, because that's what made him go further, he would have known that she started off with a false statement, because he's known me for years. He's the one that said when I brought in the four rape victims that we weren't involved in the sex ring, and he said, no, you weren't, without an investigation. So how does that happen? So the corruption just in that office alone by David Rossi, and then John J. Keyes called me and said, we listened to your voicemail. I said, Mr. Keyes, there wasn't a voicemail. It was a direct conversation. So instead of going after the victims, go after the pedophile priest, and I hung up on them. That's when they started an action and got the arrest warrant for me. And then I got the Civil Liberties Union involved, and they had to drop everything. And they put me in solitary confinement. Oh, what a mess. But they dropped everything, but they wouldn't just drop it. They offered me an ACOD, which means they didn't want me to admit anything or them to admit anything, and they dropped it after 30 days. And the Civil Liberties Union said to me, the reason why they didn't just drop it is because if they did, they would have looked bad. So that's why they offered you an ACOD, so it would be dropped in 30 days and nobody, each side wouldn't admit anything. That's corruption in itself.
So you're pursuing this. What do you envision happening?
The Attorney General doing their job. They're now investigating a civil and criminal activity in pursuit of my case. That's why they expediting it to the top, he told me 3 weeks ago. So that's where it is. Now it's a waiting game to see evidence come forward. There will be some more articles written on that. And but there, you know, there's an investigation going on pertaining to exactly what I said.
So have you contacted Gary Greenberg about what's going on?
Yes, he knows. Uh-huh. He's so busy, though.
Okay.
We do have to thank him for everything he's done, because if it wasn't for him, the Child Victim Act wouldn't have passed, because he did it the right way, not like all the other unfortunate mishaps like Marcy Hamilton and Catherine Robb. Anyway, we won't get into that one.
So what did people expect?
What do I expect?
No, what can people expect?
From what? This from my case?
Yes, and other cases also.
Well, we expect, and we want a timely, fast, if they're really serious now, because they're only serious now because the law passed, they would still be playing the cover-up games. You know it, and everybody else knows it, if the law hasn't passed. So now that the law passed, they have no other choice to come forward and say their condolences and the real. But no, legally, they know they're done. They're financially done. They're morally done. The Catholic Church and the next generation won't be here, because the younger generation isn't this easily brainwashed like these evangelical Christians that are the biggest hypocrites in the world. Now, if you saw that movie where the priests were raping the deaf people, the 200 deaf people, and the Catholic wife was with the Catholic husband, and he was going to come forward to tell what's happened to protect the kids, and she goes up to him and says, "We're Catholic," meaning don't do that, meaning keep it secret. You can't. Now, that's disgusting, but they can't keep it secret anymore. They're done. They're liable. They're financially done, morally done, and criminally, we're going to put an end to them. And hopefully they enact the RICO Act so we can stop them and put them in prison. And then the prisoners, as you know, always kill child pedophiles, and we'll leave the job up to them.
So will you be back up here in Albany as this case evolves?
Yes, most likely early next year, because like I said, our attorneys are going to try to depose the people we need to depose by the end of the year, in the beginning of the year. And then from there, I guess we go to court to get a trial date on the docket to let them know, you know, we are coming after you and we have all the facts and the evidence we need. And Cynthia, they are done.
So, you know, in closing moments of this conversation, what do you want to tell everybody listening?
I want to tell everybody listening, if you have any child, young child especially, but if any of you have, like my age, 56, that have gone, and you still, as a mother or father, come forward to that child that was in the Albany Catholic Diocese and ask them and tell them that you love them no matter what. Did anything ever happen to you? We want you to come forward, because we need every child that was damaged and murdered their soul to come forward so we can let the public know just what a big cover-up this has been. It's historical. It's unbelievably morally wrong to use God's cross not only to get away with financial crimes like the Vatican Bank did and got caught money laundering, the rapes that they hid behind the cross and the children and what they did to the children. Read the Pennsylvania 2-year federal report. Like I told you, Cynthia, one of them, the priest tied up the kid in the conventional booth. The kid wouldn't give him oral sex, so he sexually abused him with the crucifix. It gets worse than that, though. So let's stop this terrorist organization once and for all, and enact the RICO Act, and let's put them in prison, and the prisoners will take care of them from there. And let's hope Bishop Hubbard has one more fatal heart attack, because that bastard is a criminal, and he had one heart attack, and let's hopefully when he's deposed and brought to trial, he'll have one more fatal heart attack when it's over.
Wow. So
that's how disgusting that bishop is.
Would you be interested in coming back on Focus on Albany and share your story?
Absolutely. I will keep you updated. It's going to be a reality show. Nobody is going to want to miss Cynthia. Trust me on this one. And I'm not just talking about my story. Wait till you hear the dirt. Yes, but it'll be early next year. But as soon as we get more information, you know, I'll give you a call, Cynthia.
Okay, terrific. So you've been talking to Jack Caesar. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thanks, Jack, for being on Focus on Albany. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Cynthia. Bye-bye.